Airport is not to have a third runway at Heathrow, because everyone says that, all the experts say, that if you have a third runway, there is no way that you can meet your EU targets. I think we should have a bigger low-emission zone, and I think the low-emission zone needs to come sooner. I think we should ban lorries in the rush hour. I think we should get traffic off the road, as I've said, partly by freezing fares, partly by promoting cycling and improving the transport infrastructure. But above all, I think we need to increase knowledge about air pollution. We're the most polluted city in Europe. 9,000 plus people die each year. But the one kind of positive thing I would say, it's an issue I've been concerned about for some time. I led a debate about it in the House of Commons a couple of months ago. And there were as many Tory MPs speaking out for action on air pollution as there were Labour MPs. This is an issue I would hope to lead a cross-party push for, to stop thousands of Londoners dying every year because of the toxic quality of our air.
The first thing I'd say is that I think Diane is right about a cross-party approach to this, building the basis for long-term change. Because, you know, certainly there are measures that you can take in 2 or 3 years that begin to have an impact. But actually, this really is about reshaping the city and reshaping our behaviour as Londoners. And I think that by 2030, most of the centre of London will be pedestrian-free. Cars will not go into London, exceptionally, unless they are electric buses. This is the only way, in the long term, we're going to be able to tackle the loss of life through air pollution. Finally, one very specific thing, giving people the information, particularly mothers and fathers of young children, about the levels of air pollution. I would introduce buggy height pollution monitors so that when you're pushing a pram down the street, you can see what the pollution levels are.
I think this is an absolutely crucial issue. 10,000 people clearly are dying every year of air pollution. If it was much more visible, and if the people who are dying were known exactly who it was, we would be putting an end to this very quickly. So I think, yes, shifting away from the car, flexible congestion charge would be the first thing I would do, which could be done quickly, so that on predicted air pollution days, you double or treble the congestion charge to stop the pollution happening. I would cut plans like the Silvertown Tunnel. I don't think that the Silvertown Tunnel is the way we should be moving or encourage cars. I'm also against the third runway. And in terms of non-transport matters, something that in Copenhagen happens, retrofitting insulation in homes. That again would enormously reduce energy use and reduce pollution. And of course the policies about walking and cycling, those would be central to any transport policy.
The recent study that gave the figure that Christian quoted of almost 10,000 people dying in London because of air pollution revealed that what was driving that rise in air pollution was the heavy use of diesel-run buses, cars and lorries. And that's why it is crucial that we use the revenues from an expanded congestion zone to accelerate the switch to electric and other low-carbon, low-emitting vehicles. I think we need to go further than that. I disagree with David, who's been a champion of building on the green belt. I think we should be celebrating London's green lungs. 1 in 7 young people last year did not have the opportunity of playing outside in a safe environment, in a green environment. That's why I'm behind the campaign to celebrate London's parks as the first urban national park in the UK.
I agree with all that Christian has said, particularly on this issue, and Diane's debate was excellent. Because Gareth has just mentioned the green one, I think I've got really to deal with that. It is to say that there will be many of this audience who are baby boomers. Free education, periods of full employment, a nice pension, the ability to buy your own home, maybe two. We have a younger generation, and unless we agree that we should continue to build up, unless we agree that people raising families should live on the 22nd floor, I'm afraid we should be prepared to build on the 3.6% of the Greenbelt, that is a car park, is a wasteland, is a quarry. If we are serious about building family homes for a new generation in a 10 million city, it is ridiculous to have a bar set in 1948 that we should not revisit.
I can't underscore this enough. Our air is a killer. Our air is unlawful, and our air makes people sick. In that context, are we really going to select a calendar, notwithstanding what Zach Goldsmith thinks, who's in favour of a new runway at Heathrow Airport? And it's a really big choice we've got to make as Labour Party supporters. And I think the reality is we have to move from diesel to electric in London. Of course we do, with the next generation of buses and public transport and HGV vehicles. But Heathrow Airport expansion is a contributor to the poorness of our air quality. It's a big question we'll have to ask when it comes to your ballot papers. The other two big things we're going to do is increase people using their bicycles. Segregate cycle highways are very, very important, and mini holidays. Final thing I say is this: I've seen what the Mayor of Delhi has done, reducing diesel vehicles in central Delhi. I've seen what the Mayor of Stuttgart has done, more cycling and solar panels. What you need is a cabinet with the political will to make our air safe again.
So we now